The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in our business lead story this evening, I'm joined by William Shilamba, the Executive Director of NEA Consulting, who will be hosting the African Green Industry Summit 2026. Welcome, William.
Thank you so much, Angie, for having me. It's a pleasure.
You launched the African Green Industry Summit 2026. What makes this summit different from previous hydrogen-focused events?
So with this summit, given my background in my involvement with the Hydrogen Summit over the past 2 years, we've really found a need to actually expand the discussion when it comes to green industrialization, seeing that hydrogen is a very niche topic and Namibia itself is venturing into more in other sustainable projects, including critical minerals with the e-mobility infrastructure for charging. And we do see an influx of EV vehicles also coming into the market. We do have successful pilot projects within Namibia when it comes to the hydrogen front, but we also just wanted to expand the conversation when it comes to the whole green value chain. Number two, there is a strong need for African led narrative events when it comes to the energy sector. As you know, most of these high-level events are organized by international companies. So through experience, we are confident enough to actually lead a conference that actually speaks to Africa for Africans. And then thirdly, honestly, I think we also just wanted to shed light on the smaller players, especially those that are feeling left out from the hydrogen sector, just to also expand and give them the whole overview on the whole green value chain. I know that the Namibia Green Hydrogen Program have also expanded, especially with the CIF projects, this climate investment fund of about 250 million, of which Namibia is qualified to actually absorb through various projects. They are doing valuation currently. And these projects span through more than just hydrogen, but everything sustainability, renewable energy, which is not just solar projects, but also wind, biomass. And these are usually feedstocks to actually feed into other industries to create sustainability and sustainable operations.
William, what kind of investors or partners is Namibia hoping to attract through this summit?
So the kind of investors that we are attracting or we've managed to actually have discussions with for participation are not only local. They're from international firms such as the World Bank, the Climate Investment Fund, and various commercial banks, development banks, and wealth sovereign funds. And they are basically financiers and investors that are looking to actually invest in the opportunities within Africa, not only in Namibia. We plan to shed light on the various projects that also need some sort of investment or blended financing to actually make these projects actually take off. And some have already, like I elaborated, have pilot projects. So we also just want to give opportunity to give visibility to the projects that really need expansion for success to actually create more employment and actually increase and grow our economy.
How has Namibia positioned itself globally as a leader in green industrial development?
Namibia has actually positioned themselves. So as a country, we've managed to position ourselves quite well. Myself, I'm speaking from a private sector perspective, but I've traveled the world and I've seen being Namibian is almost like having a golden passport because when you mention Namibia, everyone's so excited and really want to see what opportunities there are for partnerships. So I think through the work of the NIPDB, Namibia Green Hydrogen Program as well, we have done quite an extensive job when it comes to investment promotion. We do find other platforms, not only ours, that have also managed to attract a lot of global attention. So Yes, we have positioned ourselves quite well, seeing that we have a lot of peace and stability, a very good very good ecosystem when it comes to policies and regulations. And our government is ready to do business with whoever has a very good offer on the table, as long as it creates jobs for our nation, seeing that we have a very high unemployment rate and also beneficial participation. Local content is also a big part of our conversations. Of which why we have named this the African Green Industry Summit, because as I elaborated, this is speaking to Africans and it's organized by Africans.
So how will this summit benefit not just Namibia, but the broader African continent?
This summit will benefit Namibia and Africa as a whole, just by bringing together different key stakeholders. We do have countries like Morocco and Egypt who have actually grown the developments within the hydrogen sector, for example, by securing offtake, seeing that they're in the northern part of Africa, bringing them to Namibia to actually discuss and get notes from them on how we can all be synergized to actually come up with synergized bilateral agreements, partnerships, and so forth. On how we can actually benefit as Africans as a whole, there is the African Continental Free Trade Area, which was established. I think that also provides a lot of support to countries that do not have certain frameworks to actually process some industries. So this provides an intercontinental connection for various industries. For example, using transportation, critical minerals, and renewable energy, you have an example where we can actually source iron ore from a different country, not just Namibia, refine it through Namibia and use ports to actually transport this to the off-takers who are usually international.
William, is there potential for regional collaboration in building green industrial value chains through this summit?
Yes, definitely. We are inviting a lot of leaders from the different regional councils, because sometimes we do hear feedback that some of them do feel like they're in the dark. Namibia is vast. We have different terrains, different potentials when it comes to energy. For example, Lüderitz is poised with a strong wind, of which you don't find anywhere else in the country. That is obviously niche for them. But you do find areas like the north that has high solar potential. And then you find other areas that are mineral rich. So if you put all these together, you can actually have interconnected synergies to actually process and also refine and create regional integration and collaborations through industrial value chains.
Then, William, what would success look like once the summit concludes in September?
Three words: deals, deals, deals. We want to make sure that African companies, MSMEs, and our governments do secure partnerships, the right investments, and regional integration and partnerships, as you elaborated in your earlier questions. That's really what we hope to see. We want to bring everyone within the green value chain into one area to kind of accelerate the market, to kind of make sure that we do have a platform that can actually accelerate development within the various sectors of which our conference and summit actually covers.
Then just the last question, William, who should attend and why should they attend?
I believe that we have done a great initiative by actually lowering and subsidizing our rates for local participation. So we're looking across investors. We're looking at project managers, manufacturers, service and equipment providers, everybody who has something to actually sell, showcase, and also something to educate other partners when it comes to experience. So that is where we look at. That is the target market. And I think it will just be a good boiling pot, is what we call in Namibia, a nice poiki for the renewable energy industry. And yes, we hope to come up with a very great dish by actually putting all these individuals in one place over the 2 days. Hopefully, we can also incentivize a bit of tourism boost, seeing that we will be hosting this in the Rongo region.
William, thank you so much for your time and thank you for speaking to me.
Thank you so much, Angie. It was a pleasure.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.